Welcome to the ATL Podcast Network.
Running the Point with Jason Carey on the ATL Podcast Network, the intelligent podcast. Running the Point, the intelligent podcast. Here on the ATL Podcast Network, I don't think I said the grace. You know how we start this thing. We got to say the grace. You have the opportunity to listen to anybody. It's a bunch of podcasts out there. There's a lot of different voices and talking heads. But you take the time to listen to me worldwide, and I appreciate you. Thank you for being here. So we got to get into this conversation. And go ahead and title it. I don't know what the title is up there, but when I think about this, I feel like we have created a generation of disinterested kids. Disinterested youth, if you don't want to like the word kids, because this goes well into the 20s, I believe. And why I say that, I host, not only do I host these weddings, I also host large events, college events, different type events. And what I notice in the youth side of these events is the massive level of disinterest. Disinterest in each other, disinterest in the event itself. I know there are tons of kids that, you know, they don't play sports anymore, not disinterested in school, things of that nature. No, nobody's excited about anything. And I don't know that I fault the youth as much as there is probably a generation of parents, a generation of adults that are not parents that have kind of created this. We had in hip hop, we had this cool culture. Everything cool. Ain't nothing a big deal. I'm cool. Which is ignorant. And it's kind of just masculinity. I'm cool. So then you got a cool little kid, man. Yeah, that's my cool kid. Now you don't have no interest in nothing. And they become adults that are very uninteresting. And you don't have anybody going. You have few people leading causes, but a lot of the causes that at one time we had people leading, we don't have anybody. Who are you looking to? We always say there's never going to be another Martin, never going to be another Malcolm, but there's going to be that position, I think, is always open. That person won't be there, but I think that position is always open. And I think we've gone years and haven't seen that as much. But I feel like a lot of it is our fault. I feel like a lot of it is our fault. Not, I say our because I'm talking about just a age group, a generation. We're allowing kids. My dad never let me quit nothing. I got a song called I Don't Know How to Quit. And the reason why I made this song is because I was never allowed to quit nothing. Board games, organized sports, nothing. I couldn't quit nothing. I couldn't say, I couldn't do that. I couldn't say, I don't know. What you want to do? Nothing. It was no such thing. First of all, the first question didn't come. What you want to do never came. It usually was, you're going to do. You're going to do that. You're going to try everything. And I think we got away from that. And I don't know if we can blame everything on, I think we can blame a lot of this stuff on the breakdown of the family structure. Mothers and fathers not in the household and things of that nature. A lot of single parents, a lot of that stuff is happening. Not saying all 100% of people turn out that way, but I think there's just a trickle down effect for all of that stuff. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it. I think that's causing some of the things we see now. Everybody say the world is it's more violent, it's worse now. I don't particularly think it's worse far as violence and things of that nature. Wars and all that happened a long time ago, right? So I don't think I think media makes the world smaller and makes us see these things more often. It makes it feel like it's happening every day. But I do believe that this group of disinterested teens and young adults is going to have a residual effect. I don't know we have the total effect right now, But I think it's going to have an impact later on, because it's like nobody care about nothing. So if nobody cares about nothing, then there are tons of things that'll fall apart. I'm talking about hunger and things. It's just, if I can list the things, religion and things that will break down. I think the system itself will break down if you don't have people that care about it. You know, the village raised a child. We're raising the group of children or a group of youth now to see a kid running with scissors or whatever and not gonna say, hey, stop running. But we had this level, and me and BT were talking, and he was talking about respect, and you made me think about it. There was reverence for our grandparents and our uncles and aunts. There was this reverence for them and level of respect. So when we carried ourselves in the street, we're like, I can't make them look bad. Or when I see somebody that look like them, I respect them. So, and that's how I am now. I see somebody that could be my grandma. She could be my aunt. There's a yes, ma'am. There's a yes, sir. Let me open the door. Can I help you with your groceries? Whatever. And a lot of that respect comes from how I was raised, but also comes from what I saw. And so if we continue to break it down, going generation, generation, generation down, we continue to break down that structure and they see less of that, what do you think the end product's going to be? What do you think the end product's going to be? And so I don't like to just present a problem. I like to present a solution as well. I think we got to care. I think we got to continue to care. If we've lost that, we got to care. If you see some things happen and you don't, you're like, man, you know what? I ain't gonna say nothing to them people. Why? Why? Why not say nothing? Why not talk in your community? Why not be a part of PTA or continue to coach baseball and football? Like, you know what those people, these pieces of the community mean to me now as an adult, my coaches and teachers and the people that were involved, other people's parents. I go and visit my friends' parents when I go home if I get a chance. I go see them, and that's because of the level of respect and how they helped raise us. Nobody had to tell me that, but what I did see is my dad go home and pay respect to people. Hey, that's Aunt Demi, or that's, you know what, we used to stay at those people's house right there. They were our friends. They lived next door. We used to go over there. They used to feed us when we were hungry. And he showed that respect to the people that he grew up around. My mom, he's like, you know what, yeah, we went to church together. That's such and such. They like family. They not really our family, but they like family. My grandma's house, every pastor that came to Country Church, shout out to Mount Una in Caroline County, every pastor that came to church for revival, they always stopped by grandma's house and ate. Homecoming, they stopped by grandma's house and grandpa let them sit at the head of the table. They got fed, taken care of, and that was just respect. And I think this all boils down to a level of respect. I think we lost a lot of respect for things. There's a whole lot of I don't care, or that's not important. And I think that conversation needs to be had more with your own kids, with your nephews, with your nieces. Talk to them about respect. I think if we talk to each other more about level of respect and homies, grown people. Pull your homeboy coattail, because he might not be raised like you. That's facts. He might not have been raised like you. But I don't think there's nothing wrong with pulling your homeboy coattail. Y'all friends, he shouldn't be mad. Like, you know what? My bad, dog. I ain't even look at it like that. Yeah. That could be your grandma, dog. But it ain't my grandma, but she could be. So she's somebody's grandma, right? Treat a certain way, bro. Saw this video. I don't know if you saw that video of that kid on the New York subway, straight punching and kicking this lady. Because she said something to him or something. I don't know what she said. But it was sickening, man. It was sickening to see this grown dude just punching this lady. She looked like my Aunt Ida. You know what I mean? She looked like she could be her. That's what I saw her in that lady, and I don't know why he didn't. And I ain't gonna take for granted my vision and how I see things and how I associate people and feelings. I ain't gonna take that for granted. But I want to give it to other people. I want to give it to you as you're listening. It's easy to be like, well, I don't know her. I don't know him. It's easy to be like that. But ain't no value in it. And I'm telling you the truth. I may have not always seen it this way. Some of it, this is growth. It's probably growth for me over time. It's been some years. But maybe as a youngster, I may not even seen the importance of it. Maybe. You know, I try never to sit on a high horse when I'm telling you these things. These are things I'm thinking about. These are things I'm observing as I'm in the world, and I'm just sharing it with you guys. And I just think that I see that we're raising this. And I see we always talking about, oh, this got to change, and this got to be something. And I'd be like, but what you doing to be a part of that change? Are you creating a change? Are you saying things different? Because you can't feel one way and then do something else. You're going to have to change somewhere. And if you're influential, then the people around you are going to see it. And they're going to possibly change a little bit. Maybe not all the way, but I think it's just got to begin somewhere. Got to begin somewhere. I mean, it's just a level of humanity. I think and now I'm going to speak as an African-American man. I feel like we got enough things against us as a group, and I ain't playing no victim card. I'm saying that there are some challenges that we may have to face that nobody else got to face. And since all of those outside obstacles are there, how about we eliminate the internal obstacles as much as possible? Eliminate them. We got respect in our own community. We got respect for our own people. I just think we start teaching that. Make something else cool. And that's what I challenge y'all to do. Make something else cool. Make being respectable cool. I always trip when somebody, when I say yes ma'am to a woman, they be like, why you say ma'am to me? I ain't old. I say, that got nothing to do with being old. Why you ain't see that as just respect? Because I could have said yes, bitch. I could have said that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I it ain't beneath me to use the words. You know what I'm saying? I think y'all seeing is wrong. I understand. I can use the other words, and I could be another person. I choose not to be that way. Ain't like that person don't exist, though. So when somebody approach you in that manner, then you should appreciate it, allow it to happen, man. Respect. Speaking about respect, I said I was going to talk about this probably on the podcast, and I feel like it's probably a whole nother subject, but it bleeds into respect a little bit. We promote the clubs on the weekends sometimes, and we'll have a section. We invited random people to come out. They were random women. Hey, come on, ladies, y'all can come and enjoy the section, whatever. Come sit down. You got somewhere to sit. You ain't got to stand up. There's going to be some drinks. We may buy some drinks for you guys, whatever. They came out. It was two young ladies in particular, but they were younger. And this is why I'm speaking to this. They almost act like they was entitled to it. They almost act like they were supposed to be there. They was like, they were kind of dismissive, and I was about to leave. So I was leaving, and I greet everybody. Hey, thank you for coming. Appreciate y'all being out. I hope you had a good time. Being a gracious host, right? Treating ladies with respect, right? Check on her phone, looking down, like, mm-hmm. And it took everything in me for fire and brimstone not to come out for me just to, you know. And I was walking to the cars like, man, I got a good mind to go back in, get security, to just walk her out of there. That's how I felt. Let's get her out of there. If I see them two girls, I'm going to tell them about themselves. Now I ain't going to call them out their name, but I'm going to tell them about themselves if I see them again. I don't know these women for nothing. But and before that, one of the young ladies had knocked a drink out of her other friend's hands. Like, I knocked my friend drink over. Can you give me another one? I looked at her like she just asked me that in some other language that it was lost. A lost language. I looked at her. I think my stare probably burned a hole in her head. She kind of joked it up. Okay. And walked away. I couldn't believe that she even came to me and asked me that. But I think, again, it's a level. It's, she didn't see the way she was treated as a level of respect coming from somebody. And so that's why I said this might be a whole nother subject, but it just bleeds into respect. I think we're losing. We miss a lot of that. And brothers, I can tell you all the time. I say it all the time. A lot of it start with us. A lot of it start with us, because those young ladies might act like that because they used to people being fellas being disrespectful or guys wanting something. That's why they're doing something for them or whatever, you know. Maybe that's what it is. But I say all that to say that I do believe that a lot of that comes from, we can't forget the stuff that was taught to us. If you was raised in the church, you know what I'm talking about. If you was raised by any kind of level of respectable mom, father, or both, aunt, grandma, something. If you was raised by some people that put something in you, because that's all our grandparents really knew was respect. Tip your hat, you know. Open the door. That's all they really knew was that. So if you was taught any of that, have you seen any of that? Don't forget it. Don't forget it. And don't just assume that your seeds, your kids, your little nephews, all your little nieces, don't just assume they know it. Don't just assume they see it from you and they got it. I think you kind of need to say it. Because when they leave you, they always getting deprogrammed by a bunch of little people who don't get this. So you thinking you send them to school, they fine. They with their peers. Nah, they also getting deprogrammed. Because they don't see no consequences happen to them. So, well, I got to change. Shoot, they look like they having a good time cussing out the teacher. They look like they having a good time when they go to in-school suspension. Shoot, they ain't have to carry no books or whatever the thing is. I'm telling you that there's a level of deprogramming that happens when they leave you. So your program has to be so strong. And that's how my dad ain't had no fear of what was happening for me in the street, what I was going to learn in the street. He told me what I was going to learn in the street. He would tell me in the house, this is what you're going to learn in the street, but this is what I'm going to teach you right here. And he was so confident and the message was so strong for my pops and for my mom in the crib that it ain't matter. There couldn't nobody tell me nothing outside the crib. They couldn't. You couldn't deprogram me. I knew what. Now, I had a choice. But I knew what was right and I knew what was wrong. And I knew what the consequences was if I went the other way. The long consequences. I ain't talking about getting beat. I ain't talking about that. And I ain't talking about no little stuff. I'm talking about I knew the long consequences. Saw it firsthand. From death to jail. Seen it all. Knew what the long consequences were. But the message was so strong in the crib that they couldn't take that, that nobody could take it from me. And I just think that, again, we can't forget that. We got to get back to it. If all what I said, if I can bring it back to a simple point, is that we got to not forget what we were taught and don't assume that everybody was taught the same thing. So that's really what's on my mind, man. It's just we definitely are leading a generation of disinterested kids, and I think that disinterest also bleeds into respect as well. Give them some interest, man. Stop asking your kids what they want to do. For real. Stop asking. Stop. You can ask what they want to be and figure out why, you know, and try to cultivate some of those talents and some of those interests. But I'm telling you, some of the best individuals I know, they won't ask what they can do. And if you know, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to our episode. We talked about experimental parenting to get into that a little bit more. Anyway, man, make sure you follow me, Jason804, on Instagram, Twitter. I'm on Twitter, hard body. I'm telling you, I'm out there. I'm back on Twitter. I use my words. Words are important. So I'm on Twitter, Facebook, Jason804 brand. Make sure you like the page, share the page, and come to some of these events, man. I got tons of events. It really does. I'm maximizing, in my mind, I want to maximize all my life experiences, maximize experiences, and I'm trying to share that with everybody else. I'm telling people, say yes more often. We so programmed to say no, say yes more often, and do something. Go out there and do something. Have a good time, man. It's a nice day outside. Go outside. Things of that nature. Just go enjoy. There are other things to do besides go to clubs, other things to do besides get drunk. You know, you can have a nice glass if you want to drink socially, and that's fine, but there's other things to do, man. In your city, my city, this country, outside of the country, there's things to do, man. Get out there and see it. I think your perspective changes. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. I want to say that his perspective changed when he started traveling, when he started seeing other things and meeting other people, when he left his block. And he talks about that in some interviews. He talks about how his perspective changed. And unfortunate, the people around him, perspective had not changed because they probably hadn't seen as much. So, again, I think we perpetuate interest by doing things. And you become interesting when you get some interest. You know what I'm saying? So if you got people around you that have lack of interest, might be because you're not that interesting yourself. Anyway, yeah, go to the website, jasoncarey.net. The Jason Carey collection is coming, man. So we got some merchandise. I want y'all to go out there and get some of that, man, because do some good things with the merchandise and with the proceeds. We're going to do some good things, I'm sure. So continue to follow atlpn.com. Check out all the shows on the network. Listen to JC Squared on the air on IBNX Radio every Monday night. We'll be on Monday night 7 to 9. Go Wahoo! Shout out to the UVA. And we out of here.